Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, yesterday in Tala, soccer player Stephanie Roach, who now goes by her married name Stephanie Zambra, and who in her international career won 58 caps for Ireland, played her last competitive match. She lined out for her club Shamrock Rovers against Shelburne, and she scored. And admission for fans was free as a way to honour a woman who has played for her country almost 60 times. And she joins me now. Stephanie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
Ah, well done. Congratulations. Listen, first of all, how are you feeling yesterday, lacing up your boots, pulling on your jersey, knowing it was your last competitive match?
Yeah, look, it was kind of an emotional day overall. I think for me it was difficult because I'm so competitive, so I wanted to obviously prepare for the match in the right way, but there was so much going on. So definitely, I think the first few minutes of the game, for the first time in my career, I was actually quite nervous, which is a strange feeling. So, it was all a little bit crazy, but it was a really good day. And it was just brilliant to have all my family there and so many people turned up for the game too, which was great.
And listen, you scored. That was sweet.
Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously, throughout my career, I've been a goal scorer and I've always loved to score goals. So, yeah, to get that moment was really, really sweet, you know. And obviously, we were playing against a very good team. It was a good match. And I knew it would be a difficult game, which was great to go out in, you know, to be playing in a competitive game against a good Shelburne side. So to get the equaliser was really nice.
And listen, as you say, it was lovely to have your family and friends there. But you got a great reception, didn't you, from the fans?
Yeah, there were loads of people there, to be fair. It was great. And obviously, the club were very good in terms of offering the free admission and get as many people as possible out. So it was great to have that. And even just coming off towards the end, obviously it was planned that I'd come off before the end and I got a nice little ovation from the crowd and stuff. Like, it was really special. It really was.
When it was over, did you feel very emotional? I mean, did you shed a tear? Did you celebrate? What did you do?
I actually didn't, you know. I actually just felt really happy. It was a weird feeling. Like, and I think during the week when I told my teammates and my family properly, I think that was when it was quite emotional. And I guess I definitely had shed a tear or two that time. But during the game and after the game, I kind of felt a sense of happiness, you know. It was like I got to go out on my own terms. I've given my whole life to football so far, you know. And it was just a really nice feeling just to kind of walk off the pitch and feel kind of happy with my performance on the day and just looking back, being happy with my career overall. So it was just a real sense of happiness, honestly.
Yeah, well, it's been an amazing career. Remind people, will you, Stephanie, how it all started for you? Like, you know, you became a star when not everyone was playing female football. You grew up in Shankill, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I grew up in Shangana Cliffs in Shankill, and I was very lucky because we had so many areas to play football. And obviously grew up playing with the lads. I was a bit of a tomboy growing up, you know. I kind of always had a ball at my feet and just loved getting out and playing on the streets with my friends. And obviously from there I ended up going playing for my local team in Valview and Shankill, just through one of my friends' mom said it to me, would you like to go and play with the lads? And I was just like, oh yeah, okay. So it just took off from there. And obviously once I got involved in kind of all girls football, I realized there was actually a chance to play for Ireland. And that's kind of where I suppose the dream kind of became, I wanted to chase that, you know, and that was kind of where I really started taking it seriously. And it became nearly an obsession for me that I wanted to play football as a career. And thankfully, as I said, looking back, I've been able to play for Ireland and obviously get paid to play football, which is the dream for everybody who loves the game, you know. So I've been very lucky.
And you've been a real trailblazer, you know, even for, you know, young girls now thinking and hoping they too can play international football for their country. They look at someone like you, Stephanie, and, you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. Do you think things have changed a lot, Stephanie, since you began in the game?
Oh, 100%. Like, I had this conversation with a few young players over the last couple of weeks, even just girls thinking about trying to get away and stuff. And like for me, when I first went away, a lot of the clubs that I went to were kind of in their infancy of being professional, you know, and it was a different place. They didn't know how to look after international players. And now there's so many opportunities for young girls to go away. And even if you look at the academies here in Ireland, they're really starting to try and push the girls' side of things. I think that's just a great way to get girls into the right mindset and get them started from an early age. And then I think if they can stick at it, there's serious opportunities for them to go and be professional. And it's brilliant to see, and I've been saying it for years. I think we just need to keep on pushing the boundaries and keep on trying to make it better and better for girls. And as I said, so many young players now. I said to my teammates, I've got obviously a lot of young girls in our team, and I said it to them, I said myself and Anya, like when we started playing, we didn't have the opportunities you have, and it was difficult for us. We had to stick at it, and you had to fight for stuff, you know, whereas now these young players are getting everything they could possibly want, so you just need to go and grab it with both hands and just do their best to try and make it work and make a career for themselves.
Yeah, but you were really a big element in that, because you were part of that famous protest, weren't you, Stephanie, back in 2017, at the way women players were being treated. Does it feel really good now to have that legacy that you fought for your sport?
Yeah, well, I think 2017, I think, was a huge turning point. You know, I think for us as players, it was really important that we'd done that, you know. And I think I remember at the time it was one of those things that we weren't sure how it would go down with people. And I think we all just kind of said, as long as we stick together and we come out and tell people what we're looking for, like, we should hopefully get it, you know. And I think it was a huge turning point. I think you only have to look now at the Irish women's team and how they're treated. And you can see when you're treated well off the pitch and you're given everything you need. And something I've always said, it's not about equal pay, it's about equal treatments and it's equal opportunity. And I think that's something that we really wanted. And you can see, obviously, the girls getting to the World Cup, and please God, now on the cusp of going to the Euros again. Obviously got two playoffs to play now, so it's gone in the right way, you know. I think that's all we wanted, was to try and to make people aware that we needed an extra help, and they've started to get that now, and I think you can see that we're reaping the benefits.
And you've had a number of highlights, but listen, bring me back to that incredible goal you scored for Piemont United. I think it was Eileen Gleeson, now the Ireland manager, who shared the clip, and then you were nominated for the Puskas Award in 2013. It was mad, wasn't it? I mean, there you are, also photographs with Ronaldo. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, I think mad is the perfect word to sum it up, Miriam, to be honest. It really was. Like, and just the way it took off, I always remember after the game, down in Wexford, John Flood was the guy who recorded the game. He was the Wexford manager at the time, and he had it on his laptop and he showed it to a few of us, and one of the girls just goes, "That's going to go viral." Like, and we all kind of laughed and joked about it, but it obviously took off in a crazy way. It went viral here in Ireland and around the world, and then all of a sudden it was nominated for the Puskas, and it was an unbelievable experience. Like, it genuinely was, and just to have the whole country get behind me the way it did was a very special feeling, and it's something that probably only now when my career's finished that I look back on and just remember actually how special it was. You know, it was just an amazing time. It really was.
Amazing. Listen, what are your plans now? I mean, you're retiring from the professional game, but you won't just leave it all behind, will you? I mean, could you see yourself as a coach, as a manager? I know you did co-commentary with George Hamilton on the Women's World Cup, so maybe a bit of commentary too?
Yeah, look, obviously football's been my whole life, and I think that was a huge part of actually going to retire. I had to make sure I had a couple of things set up. So myself and Dean, my husband, have been working with our coaching company, Champion Coaching, now for the last 6 or 7 years, and we actually just started a girls in sport program for transition year girls to try and keep young girls involved in sports and being active. So that's something that, like, I'm actually feeling really passionate about, and I really want to push and try and get across more schools. And obviously, I have been doing my coaching badges too, and I've been looking to the future, because I obviously want to stay involved in senior football and be around teams, because that's been something that's been part of my whole life. You know, it would be difficult to walk away altogether. So please God, I'll be able to stay involved in some way. But definitely, I've got plans for the future, and I want to kind of keep kind of doing more stuff and challenging myself. I don't want to just walk away from football and relax. I'll be constantly going again as soon as possible.
And of course, Dean has been in your life for so long. Is it true? Did you both meet on Bebo?
Yeah, we did, Jeannie Mac. Yeah, every time I say that, I actually cringe a little bit, because it's a weird thing. So you remember there used to be a quiz on Bebo where he came on and done my quiz, and it just went from there. It was an interesting one, yeah. So we did. We met on Bebo a long time ago now.
It's lovely. And you've mentioned before that you and Dean, you've talked about children. Was that part of your decision, I was wondering, as well, Stephanie?
Yeah, well, of course. Like, look, obviously, I was lucky enough to bring out my nieces and nephews yesterday at the game, and I've got a lovely family, and I see my sisters and my sister-in-laws having kids, and it's definitely something that I look at and would like to do. But look, there's no pressure, and please God, we'll be able to do it at some stage, and it will happen naturally. But definitely, that was part of my thoughts. Definitely, it's something that I'd like to be able to do. And obviously, I'm not getting any younger either, so you know, it is something that you have to think about at a certain stage. And a lot of people probably said to me, oh, you could have played a few more years. But for me, like, there's other things that I want to accomplish, and that will definitely be up there. So please God, it will be able to happen.
Now, you did great on Dancing with the Stars. So apart from all the things you're going to do with coaching, etc., are there other things like that are on your bucket list?
So I don't think I'll ever go back near dancing at the start, to be totally honest. I think it was one of the most daunting experiences of my life. Obviously, everything I've done has been an experience and something that I learned from. But yeah, now look, obviously, the opportunities that I've had over the years, I think the Unhell Week was an unbelievable experience and a big challenge for me, which I loved. So maybe something more like that than Dancing with the Stars again. But now look, I've been very lucky to be given opportunities like that over the years. And I'll never say never, but yeah, we'll see what comes up in the future.
Finally, Stephanie, what do you think? It's been so much a part of your life for so long. What do you think you'll miss most about playing?
I think probably the routine, to be honest with you. Like, my whole week is built around being ready for football. You know, I work during the day at my schools, I'd be coaching, and I get up in the morning and I have to get my gear ready for training. I have to get my food ready. I meal prep at the start of the week to make sure I have food ready for training. You know, everything is fueled towards going to training and being ready for football. So that routine is going to obviously change a little bit, not having to go to training and not having to prepare for matches. But I'd say overall it will be being in the dressing room, you know, being part of a team. And there's nothing more special than being part of a squad and having your teammates and your friends around you and going into battle together. You know, that's kind of, as something that I don't be able to replace as a player, you know, having that was really special over the years.
Well, Stephanie, thank you very much for all the games you played for Ireland down the years. We're all so proud of you. Best of luck in your retirement.
And thank you so much,
I wish you so well in the next part of your life. Thanks for chatting to us this morning, Stephanie.
Thank you, Miriam. Thanks very much.
We'll take a break.
Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.